T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Oscar week, and today, a special edition of Mowat on Movies, Hunter Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. John Mowat is here, and today we'll talk about supporting actor and actress categories as we get ready for the big show Sunday night. John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, John.
So let's start with supporting actor. Mahershala Ali is nominated for Green Book. Let's see here. Adam Driver for Black Klansman, Sam Elliott for A Star is Born, Richard E. Grant, Can You Ever Forgive Me, and Sam Rockwell for Vice. Let's see, Sam Rockwell played W, right?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
All right, so what are you thinking here?
I'm telling you, you know what, guys? Let's think about how these nominations are come by. So we have 6,000 members of the Academy, and what they do is they vote for their individual category. So if you're an actor, you just vote in the actor category. And so what you get is you get a pretty true idea of who the really top performers were that year. But then it goes into a second level. And then in that second level, every member of the Academy can vote for all 17 categories. So then it starts to become a little bit political. You start to get, you're able to have some nominees kind of push their nomination on everybody. So it becomes a little bit different than the original vote. So with that being said, we have a great, I mean, every category is just a great category. And Best Supporting Actor, like you mentioned, I mean, we have Mahershala Ali, who won in 17 for Moonlight. And we also have Sam Rockwell, who played George W., and he won last year for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. We also have some newcomers like Sam Elliott, who's got, I mean, he started, hey, Larry, did you know Sam Elliott's first credited gig was Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid back in 1969?
Really?
Yeah, he was card player number two.
And, wow.
I mean,
you know,
and he just,
maybe because of that, John, maybe they give him, since he's been around so long.
Yeah, some.
See, that's the thing. That's what happens in that second stage of voting.
Right.
Is other things start to take place. My money's on Mahershala Ali for Green Book. I loved Green Book. I loved his performance. I loved his character arc and everything that he was able to bring to the table. But you talk about Sam Rockwell in Vice, in the way he was able to transform himself into George W. It was beautiful. And again, Sam Elliott with that breadth of work, and Adam Driver for Black Klansman, what he was able to do. It's just such an excellent category, but my money's on Ali.
All right, let's flip it for the ladies. Supporting actress, Amy Adams in Vice, Marina Di Tavera in Roma, Regina King if Beale Street Could Talk, Emma Stone for The Favorite, and Rachel Weisz for The Favorite.
Yeah, again, excellent category, and we have some real favorites here. We have Amy Adams in Vice. Again, another transformative performance where she was Chaney's wife. Incredible what she's able to do with her. She's just one of the finest actors of our time right now. She's been nominated 6 times and never won. So that plays into this. You have Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz for the same movie, both supporting actresses. I don't know if you guys saw The Favorite, but
yes.
It was such an, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but it's such an interesting film that what they were able to do, those period pieces play well in the Academy. So that, you got to talk about that. And then you have Marina Di Tavera, as Larry would say, from Roma. And again, an excellent performance, a foreign film, that gains attention. And lastly, we have Regina King, if Beale Street Could Talk, in what was a very powerful and moving performance. So my money this year is on Regina King.
All right.
She's been winning pretty much all the awards here in the United States. So,
but again,
that's probably a pretty good bet.
So close to call. Well, we'll see. Those are the supporting actor and actress categories. Tomorrow we'll talk about the lead actors and actresses with Mowat on Movies. A very special edition, right, John?
Oh, yeah. taking the city by storm.
It's always a special edition.
All right, John, have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.